Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today, we are really digging into something quite radical. We're basically challenging how physiology has been taught for, well, centuries.
That's right. We're moving away from viewing the body as just a collection of, you know, mechanical parts, pumps and pipes.
Exactly. The sort of machine model. And while it's got some utility, I suppose.
Sure, for basic plumbing.
Right. But it just falls short, doesn't it? It leaves these, like, fundamental questions wide open.
Absolutely. Like, how does blood really flow in the tiniest capillaries? The pressure arguments just don't fully hold up there.
Yeah, the pressure drop is huge. A simple pump model struggles with that.
And then there's healing. You shine certain frequencies of light, like infrared, or use subtle vibrations, and tissues repair faster. Why? The standard chemical cascade story feels incomplete.
It lacks a certain organizing principle, maybe.
Precisely. And our sources today propose that principle is phase coherence. We're exploring this idea called the inductive coherence principle, the HCP.
Okay, HCP. And the core idea is?
The core idea is that life isn't just chemicals and mechanics. It operates as an integrated electrodynamic continuum. Everything is connected by resonance.
Electrodynamic. Okay, so like an electrical circuit.
Sort of, yeah. Think of the classic RLC circuit elements. R is resistance, dissipating energy. L is inductance, storing kinetic flow energy. C is capacitance, storing potential energy, like charge.
RLC. Got it. Resistance, inductance, capacitance, standard stuff. But you mentioned a new element for living systems.
You did. The HCP introduces inductance, represented by H.
Inductance. H. Why the new letter? What does H do that R, L, and C don't?
Because living systems have memory built into their structure and dynamics. They don't just react. They recall previous states. Think about it. Scratch a tissue. It remembers its shape. An injury leaves a scar, a structural memory.
Oh, okay. So inductance is this capacity for phase memory stored through geometry and time.
Exactly. It's the system's ability to retain and recall preferred energetic configurations based on its history and structure. It's what makes biology fundamentally different from a simple passive electrical circuit. It's memory in matter.
Interesting. So the body isn't just processing the now. It's constantly referencing its past states through this H factor.
That's the essence of it. It's the tuning fork effect. It remembers its resonant frequency. Life remembers.
Okay, so let's map this RLCH circuit onto actual biology. Where do we find the C, the capacitance? The sources point heavily towards water, specifically Gerald Pollack's work on easy water.
Yes, exclusion zone water. This is absolutely fundamental. Forget water as just a passive solvent. When it meets hydrophilic surfaces, like the inside lining of your blood vessels.
Endothelium.
Right, the endothelium. Water transforms. It organizes itself into this thick, gel-like, liquid crystalline layer, the exclusion zone, or EZ.
And this EZ layer is different how?
It's negatively charged, highly structured, and it actively pushes out solutes, hence exclusion zone.
Okay. Negatively charged and structured. And it connects to capacitance how?
Because it separates charge. You have this negative layer right next to the bulk water, which is more positive. That separation is capacitance. And crucially, it gets charged by radiant energy.
Like sunlight, infrared.
Especially infrared, yeah. The kind of gentle, warming energy that's all around us. The EZ layer basically acts as a radiant charged capacitor. It absorbs IR light and converts it into stored electrical potential.
So light energy becomes electrical energy stored in the water structure itself.
Correct. And the layer physically expands when charged, contracts when discharged. It holds that energy potential, that phase configuration.
The sources mentioned this creates electroosmotic microflow. What does that mean practically?
It means this charged layer naturally drives flow. The negative EZ pushes positive ions and the water molecules clustered around them away from the surface. This creates movement, a microflow, purely from charge separation.
Without a pump.
Without a pump, it's light directly converted into flow. It's also a major contributor to the cell's resting membrane potential, the basic battery charge of the cell. Water is effectively charging the system.
All right, so EZ water gives us the C, the charge storage. What about L, the inductance, the rhythmic element that seems to point to mitochondria?
Yes, but not the mitochondria you learned about in basic bio, not just static powerhouses. The HCP views them as dynamic electrodynamic resonators.
Resonators, so they oscillate.
They do. Work by people like Aon and Cortassa shows mitochondria within cells don't just work alone. Their membrane potential, that's the delta sim, the charge across their inner membrane.
The cell's battery indicator, basically.
Kind of, yeah. That potential doesn't just stay steady. It oscillates, and often these oscillations are synchronized across the whole network of mitochondria in a cell.
They're blinking on and off together in phase.
Exactly. They behave like a network of coupled phase-locked oscillators. It's a collective rhythmic pulsing of energy potential.
Okay, wow. And where does the inductance, the L, come from physically? How do they store that rhythmic energy?
It's down to their structure. The inner mitochondrial membrane isn't just folded randomly. It forms these complex structures called cristae. Often, these cristae have a helical coil-like geometry.
Like tiny inductors.
Precisely. As protons flow along these curved paths, they generate tiny localized magnetic fields. That's inductive coupling. It's how they store and manage the flow of energy rhythmically. It translates electron movement into oscillating electromagnetic fields.
Which implies they must communicate in sophisticated ways beyond just releasing ATP.
Absolutely. They integrate electrical signals, chemical signals, even mechanical stress. And there's evidence they communicate using biophotons, too.
Biophotons. Ultra-weak light signals.
Yeah, emitted during their metabolic processes. The whole mitochondrial network is like a sophisticated processing hub coordinating the cell's rhythm through this resonant phase-coherent dance.
Okay, so we have C from water, L from mitochondria. Now, resistance.
Yeah.
And that unup inductance, H, the structural memory. This must be the fascia, right?
That's the primary candidate, yes. Fascia, that continuous web-like collagen network running through everything in the body, it provides the physical structure, the resistance to movement, absorbing energy.
But it's more than just packing material. The sources stress its active properties. Piezoelectric.
Critically important. Piezoelectric means when you stretch or compress fascia, it generates an electrical charge. Mechanical force becomes electrical signal.
Okay. And it's also described as a liquid crystalline semiconductor.
Right, because it's hydrated by that structured EZ water we talked about. This makes the whole fascial matrix capable of conducting charge, specifically protons and electrons guided by the collagen fibers. It's like biological wiring, but it's also the structural medium.
So it conducts the piezoelectric charge generated by movement.
Exactly. And here's where the H factor, inductance, really comes in. Fascia doesn't just resist passively. It stores the history of mechanical forces. Chronic tension, injuries, they change the fascial structure, locking in patterns. That's the memory.
So R and H are kind of intertwined in fascia, the resistance and the memory of past resistance.
You could say that. And this leads to the crucial feedback loop. How does the whole RLCH circuit connect?
Yeah, that's the big question. How does stretching fascia, RH, talk to the mitochondria, L, and the water C?
The sources propose this. You stretch the fascia, that generates a piezoelectric current, a specific frequency signal based on the stretch. This electrical signal travels through the conductive liquid crystalline fascial network.
Okay.
When that signal reaches the mitochondrial network, L, it acts like a tuning signal. It influences the frequency of those synchronous oscillations we talked about.
Wait, so moving my body literally retunes my cellular energy generators.
Right.
Instantly.
That's the core idea of the RLCH feedback loop. Fascia, RH, signals mitochondria, whose activity influences the charge state of the water, C, which in turn affects fascial hydration and conductivity. It's all interconnected.
Mind blown.
And it connects to our felt sense, too. Fascia is loaded with nerve endings, especially those C fibers linked to interoception, our sense of our internal state. They report directly to brain areas like the insula.
So the state of our fascia, its stiffness, its fluidity, is directly translated into how we feel, our sense of well-being.
It seems very likely, yes. It's the physical infrastructure for global coherence and how we perceive it.
This integrated RLCH view, water, mitochondria, fascia, all communicating electrically and mechanically, inevitably forces us to rethink, well, the heart.
Absolutely. The old 17th century idea of the heart as just a simple pressure pump, like a piston.
Yeah.
It has to be updated.
So what is the heart in this model?
It's the central coordinator of coherence. Anatomically, we need to appreciate the work on the helical ventricular myocardial band, the HVMB. People like Torrent Guasp showed the heart muscle isn't four separate chambers walled off, but one continuous band of muscle folded helically.
Like a spiral.
Exactly. And its contraction isn't just a squeeze inwards. It's a torsional, twisting, unwinding motion, like wringing out a towel.
And that does what to the blood?
It generates a smooth, powerful vortex. The heart doesn't just shove blood out. It creates this swirling, coherent pattern of flow, drawing blood in rhythmically as it untwists. This geometry and motion are key.
So the heart's main job isn't pressure generation, but
phase synchronization. Its helical structure and rhythmic vortex make it the body's primary central inductor, H. It sets the main rhythm, the primary phase template for the entire organism's electromagnetic field.
Okay, but hang on. Let's be real. When someone has heart failure, their blood pressure tanks, fluid backs up.
Right.
It looks like a pump failure. How does the phase model explain the obvious mechanical consequences?
That's a critical question. The heart does provide essential initial momentum and sets the crucial boundary conditions for flow. It launches the wave. Think of it like starting a resonant wave in a system.
Okay.
But the sustained flow, especially getting blood through the miles and miles of tiny capillaries, that relies heavily on the field effects. We discuss the easy water propulsion, the resonant coupling. The heart's mechanical action creates the coherent vortex needed for that peripheral field-driven flow to work efficiently.
So if the heart's rhythm or geometry is compromised, if the central inductor falters,
then it fails to generate that coherent vortex properly. The peripheral field-driven flow loses its driving signal, its coherence. That leads to stagnation, pressure changes, the mechanical backup we see clinically. The mechanics fail because the phase coordination failed first.
Yeah, makes sense. And the evidence for field-driven flow. The chick embryo study.
Yes, that's a powerful piece. Blood flow continued, even increased under infrared light exposure after the embryonic heart had stopped. That strongly suggests something beyond central pressure is driving microcirculation. Light energy was directly powering flow via the EZ mechanism.
And the heart's own electromagnetic field. It's huge, right?
It's the strongest rhythmic field the body produces, measurable several feet away. This field isn't just a byproduct, it's likely the primary carrier wave, and training all the other oscillators in the body, including brain waves. It's the conductor of the body's symphony.
So the heart is less a pump, more a rhythmic phase conductor, setting the beat for the whole system.
So if we take this HCP model seriously, that life is fundamentally about maintaining this electrodynamic coherence.
What is disease? What is health?
Well, pathology in this sphere is essentially coherence decay. It's a loss of that harmonious phase alignment.
Like the oscillators falling out of sync, mitochondria desynchronizing, fascia getting stiff and losing its dynamic signaling, easy water layers collapsing.
Exactly. The system loses its resonant harmony, its rhythmic memory. Things start breaking down communication-wise.
Which means healing must be.
Recoherence. It's the process of restoring that phase alignment, bringing the system back into harmonious resonance.
And this framework suddenly makes sense of why diverse therapies might actually work through a common mechanism.
Precisely. Why does infrared light therapy help? It directly charges the water capacitor, C, boosting potential energy and flow, and likely enhancing mitochondrial resonance, L.
What about things like Tai Chi, Qigong, or even just rhythmic mindful movement?
Those directly engage the fascia, RH. The stretching and flowing movements generate those piezoelectric currents, tuning the mitochondrial network via the RLCH loop.
And coherent breathing, like HRV biofeedback.
That's a direct way to tune the central inductor, the heart. By breathing rhythmically, you synchronize your heart rhythm, your respiratory rhythm, and your nervous system rhythms. You're actively enhancing systemic coherence, tuning the main oscillator.
It really brings it all together. The heart isn't just moving blood. It's mediating between our internal state and the environment, processing information carried on these phase waves.
Its rhythm, measured as heart rate variability or HRV, directly reflects this internal coherence and influences brain activity, linking our emotional state directly to our physical resonance.
So the body isn't a machine to be fixed, but a self-tuning radiant resonator. Life as memory in motion.
Beautifully put. Matter remembering light through the recursive curvature of flow, as one source poetically stated.
It implies a very different approach to wellness. Less about fixing parts, more about restoring harmony and flow.
It absolutely does. And if you want a final thought to really chew on, take this HTP idea to its ultimate conclusion. What if consciousness itself isn't just about complex information processing?
Uh-oh. Where are you going with this?
What if consciousness is fundamentally about integrated phase coherence? If the whole universe operates on principles of resonance and coherence, perhaps our own coherence, centered around the heart's rhythm, is how the universe experiences and remembers itself. Through us.
Wow. Okay. Integrated phase coherence as consciousness. That is definitely something for us all to think about. Thank you.
My pleasure. It's a fascinating shift in perspective.